Interrogated into the early hours of the morning by officers of London's flying squad, Dick Barton finds himself the chief suspect in a case of armed robbery.
I'm telling you, man, this is absurd.
So just tell us again, Captain Barton, what exactly were your movements between the hours of 10 and 11 last night?
For the umpteenth time, I was here at home. At home, listening to the Home Service.
And you have witnesses to corroborate that?
I've told you I was alone.
Because we have several witnesses who will swear that around the time you claim you were sitting cosily by your crystal set, you were in fact holding up a shipment of gold bullion. What do you say to that?
Utter piffle! There must be some mistake.
Dick Barton, I'm arresting you on suspicion of armed robbery and aggravated assault. You have the right to remain silent, but anything you do say could be taken down and used in evidence against you.
I want to make a phone call. You'll grant me that, won't you?
Yes, all right. Now hang it about mine. Go on. Just keep it short. Just keep it short. Just keep it short. Just keep it short.
Go on, Rich. Be a sport.
I don't want to.
Come on, why not?
Well, because it'll probably end in tears, that's why.
No, it won't. Come on. Come at me.
What?
Come and have a go if you think you're all enough.
Sally, I thought this was an Oriental discipline. You sound like an Arsenal supporter.
I'm psyching myself up. It's part of the preparation.
Oh, so don't you think you're going a bit sort of overboard on all this?
No, I don't. I enjoy it. It's relaxing. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with being able to defend yourself.
Well, against who? I mean, we're in the middle of Dorset, not the Bronx. I mean, I don't think I've seen any baseball bat-wielding skinheads cruising up and down the mean streets of Appledon, have you? I mean, you might get mugged by squirrels.
Well, just indulge me, all right? Come on.
All right. Here goes.
What? Oh, that hurt. You did that on purpose.
Well, I just did what you told me to. Are you okay?
Poke me in the eye. That hurt.
I thought you were supposed to be defending yourself.
I wasn't ready.
Well, I don't think your average axe murderer is going to hang about until you're ready, but come on, here, let's have a look.
You've given me a black eye. That's all your latent aggression coming out. If you came to Hapshido, you could get rid of all that.
Oh, that's nonsense. I'm not hopping about on one foot pretending I'm a stork. No, thank you.
No, it's nothing like that. You could do with the exercises as well. You're getting paunchy.
Paunchy or not, I was still too quick for you, wasn't I? And I don't need the exercise. No, I'm not perfectly fit as it is.
How do you know? You don't do anything.
I go cycling.
You went cycling once, and you came back with a nosebleed.
I fell off it, didn't I? I'm not getting on that bike again. It hates me.
Well, that's because it feels neglected. How would you like to be locked up in a garage day after day, no one to talk to?
Who's he talking to?
I don't know. He's been on the phone for ages.
I'm having a right Barney by the sound of it.
And the same to you, with knobs on.
Everything all right?
What? What do you mean?
Well, who was that?
Who was what? Get to the point, Richard. I haven't got all day.
On the phone?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. It was Jock. Just having a word with Jock.
Jock? Have you two had a fallout or something?
What?
Well, it sounded like you were having a bit of a row. Oh, how's his back, by the way?
What? Oh, great howling gorillas, Muffin. Why don't you mind your own business? Can't a body get some privacy around here?
I'm sorry, I'll leave you to it.
Wrongly accused of a crime he did not commit, Dick Barton, incarcerated like a common criminal, ponders an uncertain future at the hands of Scotland Yard.
Somebody here to see you.
Are you all right, Cut?
Ah, Jack, it's you. Good to see a friendly face.
You got 10 minutes.
No need to take that tone with me, sonny Jim. I know the drill. We're in a wee bit of a pickle here, sir, that's for sure.
You're right, old friend. The dice seem to be loaded against me.
I brought you a few things, an overnight bag and some fresh pyjamas. The stripy ones were your initials in the pocket.
That's a monogram.
What's that?
Monogram, a figure consisting of two or more letters interwoven into one. You wouldn't have one in your pocket, Jock, not if you bought off the tag.
No, that's where you're wrong, Captain. I've got one on my right arm, just above the elbow.
That's a tattoo, you great chump. Anyway, no time for that now. We need a plan, fast.
There must be someone who can vouch for your whereabouts last night, surely.
Not a one, Jock. Cleaning lady left at 5. I was alone until those goons from the flying squad arrived.
And all those witnesses, the descriptions they gave, it was you down to a T.
Don't say you're having doubts, old chump.
Oh, don't wait, Captain. If you say it wasn't you, that's good enough for me.
It wasn't me. Good enough for you?
Aye, sir.
Good man. Now, one thing's for certain. I'm not going to prove my innocence by staring at these four walls.
I'm worried. It's not like him at all.
Maybe things aren't going too well with the memoirs. He's probably got writer's block or something.
Yeah, could be. I mean, that would make him testy, yeah. But, I mean, you should have heard him, Sal. He practically bit my head off. I only asked him who was on the phone.
Well, perhaps you should give him some space until he's back to his old self.
Yeah, probably right. It's here, isn't it?
Car. Listen, why don't you come in?
What?
You never know. You might enjoy it. You'll get yourself in shape, and it's good for tension.
No, I'm not tense.
Well, at least come in and meet the master. He's giving a demonstration.
The master? Oh, exotic and mysterious. He's probably from Croydon.
He's Korean, actually. Hapshido Master Kwan Duk. There, read that. You might learn something.
Well, I get enough of this guff at the surgery.
Look, such an old farty. Just read it. Right, I'm off.
No, here, look. Left Korea as a small boy in 1953. Lives in Croydon.
Well, how many are we short, then?
Two. Jason's come down with a nasty sore, and old man Kuzak's on jury duty. Don't know why they want him. Poor old beggar's deaf as a five-bar gate.
I'll have a go, if you're short, like.
Ah, all due respect, Marjorie. After the last time, I've had to put you under suspension. Dangerous play.
Weren't my fault. He shouldn't have been standing so close to the board.
No, I mentioned that to him on the way to the accident hospital. But he was chalking, after all. I mean, you have to stand a bit close when you're chalking. I asked my Audrey if she fancied to go, but she's watching Bergerac on Sky.
Suspended. It's not fair, Colin. I had one of my headaches.
Wasn't half as bad as the one he had. Poor bloke looked like a unicorn. Here, hello, Commander.
Hello. How are we?
Don't often see you round here this time of an evening. What can I do you for?
I'll have a G&T, large one.
Right you are.
So, how's the old memoirs going then?
What? Oh, the old memoirs, yes. Couldn't be better, old bean.
One large gin and tonic. That'll be $3.25, Commander.
Do you know the most stupid thing? I've gone and left my wallet at home. I got a bit of small change in my pocket and that's it. How embarrassing.
Oh, well, not to worry. I don't normally do a slave.
No problemo. This one's on me, Commander.
Here.
You fancy a game of darts?
Arrows? Rather. I was captain of the officer's mess darts team 3 years on the trot. We playing for money, are we?
Oh, no, nothing like that. No, we got a return match with the angry fish. They're from Beggarsby, see, but a needle.
Well, in that case, I'm your man. Just one thing, if I'm going to be here playing darts all night, I might need some folding money. I could write you a check.
Oh, don't talk daft. How much? Your tenner, like?
Oh, 20 should do it.
All right. Right, 20 quid then.
Hmm. Hello, it's me.
Ah, hello, you. How'd it go?
Brilliant. You should see this guy, Rich. He's like a pocket battleship. 5'3" of pulsating, rippling hardware. And look, he taught us this look. Hmm. What do you think?
Well, you haven't done anything.
Oh, I'm practicing perfect stillness.
Oh.
You can see it when the master does it. You can't see anything, not a flicker.
Oh, that's impressive. I'm doing some cheese on toast. Do you want some?
Oh, no, thanks. Where's Dick?
I haven't the slightest idea. There's a note on the table.
Gone out for a bit. Back later. Where's he gone?
I don't know. He's taken the jag.
Right you are, Commander. 56, that's all we need. 16 and double top.
All right, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, not to worry, that was dead close. Now come on, you can do it. Hey, 16, attaboy. No, double top, over out.
Ooh. Just outside the wire, unlucky.
Outside the wire? Nonsense, it was double top, plain as the nose on your face. We've won.
It was outside the wire, I saw it.
You should get yourself some glasses, ref. Right, drink's on me.
You know, I tell you was outside the wire.
Come on now, we don't want to big house your father, do we? Let's just settle down and have a drink, eh?
I've been talking at the Angry Fish for 25 years and I never seen the like of it. That dart was outside the wire.
Excuse me, old bean, but are you accusing me of cheating?
I saw what I saw.
Want to put that in writing, Wurzel? I'll give you a piece of paper if you like, and then I'll take those words of yours and shove them right down.
No, that's enough. Let's break this up, all right?
Oh, don't you worry. We're leaving. Come on, lads. There's a nasty smell about this place. You won't see us round here no more, Colin Meadows. That's a promise. 25 years.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Well, easy mistake to make, I suppose. Looked a bit outside the wire to me and all.
I win the ruddy darts match for you, and this is the thanks I get. I'll be on my way.
Oh, no, Commander. No offense. Stay and have another.
Well, if you say so, Marge. Come along then, you lot. Drinks all round. Actually, oh, God, I seem to have got through that 20 like a dose of sauce. If you'll put this on the tab, I'll pop round first light and settle up. What do you say?
It's not really my policy, Commander. It'll be sort of setting a precedent, like.
Mum's the word, Marge. Go on, just this once.
Oh, you'll get me shot.
That's the ticket. Come on then, boys. Gather around.
We'd better try and sort it out with those lads down the fish. We can't leave it like that.
They shouldn't have gone off on a flounce, should they? We won fair and square after all.
No, we won all right. I ain't too convinced about the fair and square.
Taken from Scotland Yard's holding cells and bundled like a petty thief into a waiting black Maria.
Taken from Scotland Yard's holding cells and bundled like a petty thief into a waiting Black Maria, Dick Barton sits handcuffed to a prison guard as the vehicle speeds across the city.
Sir, you're a famous Dick Barton, are you? Don't they pay you people enough these days?
I never forget a face, my man, and you'll be smiling on the other side of yours before all this is over. I'm innocent, I tell you.
Don't tell me, tell the judge and jury. Personally, I wouldn't bet on you getting less than 15 years.
So, you're a gambling man, are you? Because I'll lay odds I can be out of these cuffs before you can say Jack Robinson.
Here, what are you playing at?
Sorry, my friend. Need must when the devil drives.
You get these things off me. How'd you do that?
There, old circus trick. Easy when you know how. Now, let's have those keys.
No!
My apologies. Hate to do this to a man in uniform. Can't have you spilling the beans, though, can we? Right, good luck. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
No, I can't do anything like that. It wouldn't do.
Please, Colin, I need the practice. I promise I won't hurt you, really.
But I only come by to see the commander. I'm supposed to be in Beggarsby by 10.
Oh, well, if you're going to be a scaredy.
Here, now, just a moment. I didn't say nothing like that, did I? It's just that you're all petite-like. I could put three of you in my trousers and still have room, in a manner of speaking.
I'll take your word for it. Anyway, size has nothing to do with it. 10 seconds, that's all I'm asking. Ready?
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. Oh! You've broken my arm!
No, I haven't, have I?
You didn't say ready.
Well, you said ready.
You could have nodded your head, blinked or something.
Here, give us a look at your arm. Can you, sort of waggle it about, right? Oh, there, see, it's not broke at all.
This is going on. Dreadful racket. Oh, hello, Colin. What are you doing here?
Hello, Commander. I came round first thing, like you said.
Like I what? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, last night.
What about last night? For goodness sake, Colin, I'm not clairvoyant. Out with it, man.
Well, about the money. The 20 quid.
What's going on?
I wish I knew the whole thing. Now, Colin, perhaps you could give us a clue.
Oh, it's a bit embarrassing. Never a borrower nor a lender be. That's what my old grandpa used to say. Didn't practice what he preached, mind. Owed 400 quid to the co-op when he passed on, besides the funeral arrangements. My Audrey nearly went bereft.
Colin, please, I'm busy.
That's right. What I was coming to was, can I have my 20 quid back?
What 20 quid?
The 20 quid you borrowed off me in the anchor last night.
I've had enough of this Tommy rot. I've got a chapter to finish.
All I come for is me 20 quid, then I'll be out the door.
Now, just you listen to me. I don't know how many pints of old platy you put away last night, but I was never in the anchor, and I most certainly did not borrow 20 pounds from you. I've never borrowed a single penny of anyone in my life. Never.
Well, in that case, you must have a double.
Thanks very much. Don't mind if I do.
What?
What?
Sorry. Yeah, old joke. Bad joke. I was just trying to lighten the mood. Ow, by the way. Dr. Richard, what can I get you?
Oh, I'll have a tomato juice, please, Marge.
Right you are. Your dad get home safe last night, did he?
Yes, fine.
Only when he left here, he was in something of a condition.
What, Dad? No, you've got the wrong man. Anyway, he was driving.
He never was. If I'd have known he was driving, well, I wouldn't have trusted him on a tricycle, let alone that jag of his.
Sorry, Marge. I'm confused. You're saying Dad came in here last night, had a few too many, and then drove home?
There was something else as well. A bit delicate.
Oh, what's that?
Well, now, I did say to him that it's not my policy to run a slate, but seeing as it was the commander and he'd left his cash at home, like, I thought, well, why not?
What do you mean, he ran up a tab?
£47.06.
Good God.
He said he'd be round first thing to settle up. It's gone 1 o'clock now, and I haven't seen either or air of him.
Sorry, Marge, I'm going to have to go. I'll catch you later, all right?
Here, what about your tomato juice? £1.25. Like father, like son.
In an abandoned warehouse near the old East India docks, Dick Barton, barely one step ahead of the long arm of the law, stands in shadow, awaiting the arrival of his friend, Jock Anderson.
Captain, are you there? It's me, Jock.
Come over to the light where I can see you.
Don't you worry, sir. It's me, all right. There. Is that better?
You're a sight for sore eyes, Jock, I can tell you.
There's police swarming all over the shop, sir. You've got to get away from here pronto.
Now listen to me carefully, old chum. I want you to meet me at the Nag's Head on the other side of the river.
The Nag's Head? Not the Nag's Head on the other side of the river. The place is full of villains.
Just do as I say. 10 o'clock sharp. Got that?
Aye, sir.
And you can ask our friends from the yard to join us. Tell them I'm planning a little get-together. A family reunion type of thing.
Mind if I come in?
What? Oh, suit yourself.
Just thought I'd pop my head round the door and say hello. Are you all right?
Do I look all right, Richard?
No, you look browned off. Look, Dad, I don't want to sound like, you know, the meddling son.
But you're going to anyway.
You can tell me to mind my own business, really. I won't be offended.
Nothing, don't dither. What is it?
Well, Dad, the fact is I'm worried about you. I think we should talk.
So, that's about the size of it.
But after all this time, I can't believe you never told us.
Oh, I don't know, Muffin. The years roll on and the harder it gets. I suppose I thought if nothing was said, it might just go away. Silly ass.
But going all this over a punnet of gooseberries, I mean, it's mad.
It does seem slightly crackers, doesn't it? But it's not the goosegogs, you see, Muffin. It's the principle.
So, is there anything I can do? Anything?
No, thanks, my boy. This is between him and me. Now, leave me alone. I've got a chapter to finish.
You're sure?
Go on, you great fusspot. I've got work to do.
Okay, Dad.
Now, where are we? Moving like a fugitive through the back streets of London's East End.
Moving like a fugitive through the back streets of London's East End, Dick Barton makes his way to the Nag's Head and a rendezvous with his past.
Don't worry, old boy. Once we've fenced the stuff, it'll be first class all the way. Oh. We'll be sunning ourselves in Bermuda before you can say Jack Robinson.
Oh, he looks just like you, boss. It's not you, boss. Is it, boss?
Oh, shut up, Nosher. You're a mauler.
Well, what a surprise. It's Big Brother. I thought you'd been detained elsewhere.
You wouldn't want me to miss the party, would you? I am family, after all.
How did you know I'd be here? Tell me that.
A straightforward deduction, little brother. I knew if I lifted the right stone, you'd crawl out from under it.
Want me to kill him, boss?
Thanks, that won't be necessary, Nosher. So, what is it you want? To clear my name and put you behind bars into the bargain.
You're on my patch now, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. I could have you chopped up and used for fish bait.
No, Lovett, it's the roses.
Hope you don't mind. I took the liberty of inviting a few guests of my own.
Want me to kill him, boss?
Quiet, you fool! You mean to tell me you turn in your own flesh and blood?
I'm sorry, but you're a wrong one, Leslie. A mad dog. A bad egg.
All right, settle down. Barton, there you are. And who's it? Blimey.
Inspector, allow me to introduce you to my brother. My twin brother, Leslie.
Everything all right, sir? Great jumping cat for shoe incarnation is that.
Long story, old friend. This is the man you're looking for, Inspector. You'll find the gold bullion in the cellar.
Right.
I can't believe Moon Eyes, Captain.
like two peas in a pod.
Ah, we may have come out of the same mould, Jock, but believe me, you've never seen chalk and cheese so different.
I believe we owe you an apology, Captain Barton.
We'll make mistakes, Inspector. A lift home and we'll call it quits. What do you say?
It'll be my pleasure, sir. All right, let's get this shower down to the station.
You've not seen the last of me, big brother. I'm like a bad penny.
Well, like a rotten apple.
I may be a rotten apple, but I'll never have gooseberries on my conscience.
Yeah.
Gooseberries, Captain? What the dickens is that supposed to mean?
Something and nothing, old friend. Just a skeleton rattling. Just a skeleton rattling. Just a skeleton rattling.
Hello?
Hello, Richard. It's Jock.
Jock? How's the back?
Oh, not so bad. As long as I don't stand up, sit down or sneeze. Is the commander about?
No, he's gone into Appledon. Do you want me to give him a message?
No, not to worry, young Richard. I can wait.
Oh, fair enough. Jock.
Aye?
Do you know anything about this business with Leslie?
Oh, you know about Leslie then, do you?
Well, I'm still trying to get my head around it. All these years, he's never said a thing.
It's the reason I phoned, actually. There's word on the grapevine Leslie could be headed your way.
He's here already, Jock. We've had some right fun games over the past couple of days. That's why Dad's gone into town. I think they're planning a head-to-head.
Oh, my God, Father.
Well, that's all right, isn't it? I mean, you know, let them get together and talk.
I wish I could share your optimism, my boy. But let me tell you, there's no brotherly love lost between those two.
No, I rather gather that. Well, I mean, they should sit down like two adults and sort it out, shouldn't they?
Oh, aye, they'll sort it out all right. They'll run and we'll kill each other.
I'm sorry, Commander, but I'm not serving you no more. Not until you settle this slate.
I quite understand, Marjorie O'Bean. Now, what say I write you out a Gregory Peck, eh? How much was it again?
£47.06. I prefer the cash, but seems it's you.
You're an angel. Now, let's see. £47
I might have known that I'd find you here.
What?
Don't worry, Marge. I'll settle his bill. That won't be worth the paper it's written on.
Commander! What's this? No, I have got one of my headaches.
Ah, big brother. Long time no see. Let's have this out once and for all. What is it you're after, Leslie? You could start by lending me a few quid. Just for old time's sake. I seem to be a bit short. I'll settle your bill, and then you can be on your bike. And what if I'm not ready to leave? Then I'm going to have to persuade you otherwise.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll have no more trouble in this pub, thank you very much. And you was the dead spit of a commander, your bard. You got your ticket, you understand? And, Commander, any fisticuffs, you can go on up, beggars be cried, and do it.
Marge is right. We don't want to wash our dirty laundry in front of an audience. Come on.
That's it. We've been setting old scores up in the crag since 1550 summit.
52.
Thank you, Walter. So if you've got summit to settle, that's the place.
Dr. Richard! Sally!
Hello, Colin.
I think you'd better drop whatever you're doing and follow me.
I can't wait, Colin. We're just off into town to look for Dad.
Well, in that case, you'd definitely better follow me. I know where he's gone. And that brother of his. Why, I nearly fell over flat when I saw the pair of them. I walked into the anchor, and there I am, face to face with two dicks.
Colin, please. The point.
What?
That you were coming to.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, I had to rub my eyes. And there they were again. It was like stereo.
Colin, where have they gone?
Well, that's what I was coming to see. I know where they've gone. They're on Beggars Be Crag. And they're not up there for a laugh, neither.
For God's sake, that's far enough, big brother. You'll give us both a coronary. You can stop calling me big brother. I'm less than 2 minutes older than you are. Great Scott, the day we were born, I wish I'd been a gentleman and let you go first. You're no gentleman. Underneath your stiff upper lip and your double-breasted blazer, you're just like me. Never. Oh, come off it. Would a gentleman shop his own flesh and blood to the cops? Would you let him languish in jail for years on end? That would be absurd, man. You brought it on yourself. It was your doing. And would a gentleman sit there and let his kid brother take the rap over a measly punnet of goosegogs? Leslie. Knowing all the time that it was you that scrumped those gooseberries, not me. The only lie I've ever told in my life. Except to the Russians, of course. Been trying to make up for it ever since. Well,
Now that we've strolled down memory lane, perhaps we can get back to the present. So I can knock your teeth out.
For God's sake, be careful. We're right on the edge.
I just want one good crack at you.
Lizzie! Lizzie! Oh, my God! Lizzie!
Dad? Dad?
Richard, is that you?
There you are at last.
I killed him, Martin. My own brother.
What?
Dick, maybe we should get you down to the car.
He came at me, we struggled, and over he went. I killed him.
Oh, no. Dad. Commander, well, where exactly did he go over then?
Well, it was over there, just there.
What, just here? Well, unless he's landed head onto something very hard-like, he should be alive and kicking.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's Lover's Ledge down by there. It's only a 3-foot drop. My Audrey and me spent days on Lover's Ledge when we was courting. Days! Not all at once, like, obviously, but if you added up all the hours during, say, one week, then you'd have day and hour for at least.
Amongst yourselves. Oh, thank heaven. You're alive.
Not you care.
Of course I care, you silly chump.
You okay down there, Uncle Leslie?
Twisted my ankle. Serve you right.
Dick, leave him alone.
You don't mind if I call you Uncle Leslie, do you?
You can call me Mr. Pastry if it makes you happy. Just help us up from here.
Ungrateful wretch.
Dick, that's enough.
Right, come on, let's haul him up. Colin, when you're ready. Here. Go on, Uncle Leslie. Come on.
And you know the most peculiar thing? In those few moments when I thought he was gone for good, I really rather missed him.
Mm. Ah, well, you know what they say. Blood's thicker than, any chance of another?
Absolutely. Hand us your glass. Anyone else?
Oh, no, I better be going. I've got to go at 7.
You're not still doing that nonsense, are you, old thing? Waste of money.
No, I don't think so.
All that waving your arms about, wailing like a banshee. Wouldn't last 2 minutes against a highly trained professional.
Yes, that's not really the object. Anyway, the master says I'm making steady progress.
Oh, come on, then. Let's see what you can do.
Oh, come on, Dad. That'd be ridiculous.
Nonsense, Muffin. I was a commando for 3 years, for goodness sake. Special assignments.
I don't know, Dick. Haven't we had enough excitement for one weekend?
What's the matter with you, scaredy frit? You'll have to get up pretty early in the morning to catch me out. Ready?
I don't want any part of this. I'll get the drinks.
Right. Ready?
Ready. God, Nick, are you all right?
I wasn't ready.
Here, let me give you an hand.
All right, don't fuss.
Can you stand on it?
Of course I can stand on it. That's what it's for, you great clot. I'm just popping inside. Got a chapter to finish.
Are you sure you're all right?
Stop fussing.
Dad, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I've got a chapter to finish.
Oh, you're as white as a sheet. Look at your knee. That's blown up like a football.
Absolute rubbish. Never felt better. Right as...
Come and sit down.
I'm perfectly fine. Fit as a fit... Blazes. You know I said I'd only ever told one lie in my life. Make that 2.
Well, that's understandable under the circumstances. I'm sure God will forgive you.
And another thing, Muffin, I definitely wasn't ready.
Richard Barton, General Practitioner, was written by Lowell Mason. Richard was played by Robert Bathurst, with Murray Watson as Dick and Leslie, and Julian Dutton as young Dick and Leslie, and Colin Meadows. Matilda Ziegler was Sally, Ian Cuthbertson was Jock, Carolyn Jones was Marge, and other parts were played by Roger Blake. The producer was Joe Clegg.